You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
Buzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show, it's AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show.
Yo, 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 everybody, we're back. It's the Fosters After Show. Bing is for doing it. We're doing the episode, the Fallout, episode 7.
7 already,
Jack. I'm so excited. This was a big episode. Jillian, please introduce yourself.
My name is Jillian Leff, guys. I'm hosting with the lovely Jeff Masters.
Hi, guys.
And we're just going to talk about so many things that happened on tonight's episode of The Fosters.
Oh, my God. We got to start with Callie.
Okay.
So I know I've been stressing out about Liam the whole time. I was so excited to meet him. And we've got him, and he's adding a lot of stress to my life. Oh, okay. My God.
So pretty much at the top of the episode, there's a Liam fight. We've been waiting for this.
Oh, my God. Liam Wyatt Brandon. Brilliant.
Laying the smack.
Brilliant. Oh, I know.
Did you just create their own ship name?
I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm going to work on that one. Wyatt had some air. His air had some hair. He had some air when he joined that fight. Oh, my God.
Listen, you know, we knew that Liam was going to be trouble. You guys knew this.
Taylor Swift knew he was going to be trouble.
We talked about it. You know that he was going to be a huge conflict for a lot of characters. And I guess we find out in the beginning, you know, so we ended last week's episode with that really cryptic Instagram comment
right. From
Liam that said, like, sort of, I know where you live, Callie, in that brooding, muscly way that
right.
he has, sort of creepy and scary. So we find out in the beginning of this episode that she sets her Instagram to private.
Oh, I know. Did you think that it would have been this big of a thing that they brought in? Like the Liam drama?
I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. As far as like the Instagram thing, Wyatt noticed right away that she switched her Instagram to private. And he also noticed the comments. So I think we found out that Wyatt likes Callie a little bit more than Callie likes Wyatt.
In that friendly high school stalker way.
He's the obsessor, guys.
To protect the woman. I know that, let's toot my horn. I predicted last week that it was that Liam took advantage of Callie.
Yes.
Although I kind of didn't want it to happen. You know? I know we talk about, like, how these issues are, like, harder issues. They're surprising to see on ABC Family. Mm-hmm. But it just, when she was saying that he forced me to have sex with him, I still was, like, so shocked.
Well, you know, I kind of thought when she first started talking about it that maybe it was a little bit, you know, like we talked sexual harassment or
right. Molestation
or something like that. But we find out that Liam was like 19 and Callie was what, 14?
Yeah.
When this whole thing went down. And the backstory is nuts. So Callie reveals about the foster system thing, you know, you can't so far as kiss.
I loved her word, sexually volatile.
Yes. Ugh. Or the caseworkers might find you sexually volatile. So she was living in fear this whole time. And I don't know, I'm sort of happy for her character because she is really taking the next step into, I guess, moving on from the Liam situation and trying to maybe shut down the Liam Sarah situation
yes. By
telling Steph and Lena at the end of the episode about the rape. I guess we're going to call it rape.
I think we have to.
I think we have to.
And just like that age range, it's so horrible.
Can you imagine?
No. And I think it was another amazing example of that when you're in the foster system and you're placing these homes, like the kids, I mean, this is stereotyping, the kids get blamed for anything that goes wrong.
I mean, at least in this show.
Oh,
Callie
absolutely.
Is literally blamed for everything.
Everything. And it's always, like, in an effort, she doesn't ever give herself up and, like, say, no, that's not the truth, because she's trying to protect Jude.
She's trying to protect everybody. Oh, you know, I know, she wants to be that strong person. She wants to be the rock. She wants to be there. And I'm happy to see Callie showing some depth and really opening up, because she has not done that before.
Yes.
And even to take it a step further and try to save this girl, Sarah, who Liam is obviously taking advantage of now.
Right.
Because she sees so much of herself in her. It's so heartbreaking.
I know. And then when they're divulging this, you're just like, oh, that's why Callie is like this. You're like, it just explains everything about her character. So guarded, so protective, so upset, so hurt, you know?
I mean, so in this episode, we see at the end, obviously, that she does tell Steph and Lena about the rape. We don't find out their reaction. I don't know if we're going to find out the reaction in the next episode, but how do you think they would react? I mean, we know a lot about their characters.
Right. I think I think anybody would react this way, but I think especially being females and cops, Steph knows the, like, legal system so well, and they're just, like, feminists. I mean, not that, like, you only feminists, like, don't oppose rape, but I think they're going to, like, make it a legal issue.
Yeah.
I also feel like that it's going to be so hard for them to then place Callie and Jude in another home, because this keeps happening. They just, I mean, they're growing attached to them. Thankfully for the show, they'll stay on. But how will they ever let go of them?
I don't think it's going to happen. I really think that the way the direction the show is going, these two characters are going to be moving on with them, you know, in whatever way. And maybe this is like the aha moment that Steph and Lena are going to have. It's like, all right, well, if we tell caseworkers about Callie's situation, she's going to be labeled as this.
And
she's going
to
be put
home.
In a group home. And her and Jude are going to get split up. And maybe I just figured out the whole show.
I don't know,
Jeff Masters. We'll save that for prediction.
Okay, fine. You know, I read this really interesting study this weekend about sex offenders, which I think we can call group Liam in that category, especially since he preys on younger women.
Mm-hmm.
Which, why the family would then put another female in that position, I don't know. Another loophole. But so I was reading that sex offenders who commit these crimes, they are like, it's like a minuscule amount of them ever reform. They just keep having these urges, which, and they act on them, and they don't ever get better. And so that's why Bill Clinton created like the sex offender list.
Right.
That was him. But I always felt bad because I was like, no, these people, like, they make one mistake, but they statistically repeat them.
The more you know. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't just learn about the Fosters. You learn about the legal system.
Right. And I'm saying that it sounds like Liam won't be able to. Let's take a silent moment of silence. I don't know. It's just, these heavy issues. You know what also deals with heavy issues?
What?
A little film called Adventures of Serial Buddies.
Oh, tell me more.
Okay, fine, I will. Thank you for asking. It's produced by Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro. Listen up, people. Let's zoom in. Just kidding. We do fan favorites for you. I don't know what that means. We do predictions, recaps. The show aired about 3 seconds ago, and 1.5 seconds ago we started. Oh my God, we have the best interviews for you guys. We just had Bianca Santos on last week, and we do this all for free. So we need your help. We need you to go to adventuresofserialbuddies.com. Wait, just kidding, I lied. Okay, go to serialbuddies.com. Download this hilarious movie. It's a serial buddy comedy. We saw it. We loved it. We laughed. We cried of laughter.
So much laughter. So much killing.
So much
friendship.
I know. It's like Dumb and Dumber if they killed people. It's a dream come true. Oh my God. Let's start killing people, Jillian. The two Jewish J's.
Tag team.
We'll be Nazi hunters. And if you want to see that, it's such a cheap price. It's $4.99. You get a great night of comedy out of it. You can get it on iTunes or at serialbuddies.com. Do us a favor, baby. Check it out.
I know.
Get something good out of it.
And Jeff, also, while you're on iTunes, subscribe to our podcast.
Oh my God, what a great idea, Jillian.
Download it. Do
rate
whatever you got to do to listen.
5 stars.
Yeah, please rate us 5 stars.
And leave us a comment.
Oh, we love comments. And we answer your comments.
Sure do. There was a comment last week that said, I'm so surprised that Jeff did not rant about how much he hates Talia. And I want to let you know.
Well, hold on. We're about to give Jeff 30 seconds. Go.
Give me 5. I still hate her. She's causing drama. We saw the preview.
But listen, Madison, Ooh. We see that you're in the next episode. So we want you to come on our show. Call us up.
And we want to see how horrible person she is in real life.
I'm sure she's a sweetheart, Jeff. You need to lay
Bianca off. Said she smells horrible.
Oh, he's a liar, guys. God,
I am not a liar. But Lexi's parents are.
Uh-oh, look at that's a transition.
Snap, 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 one more snap. Oh, my God, undocumented? Where are these issues coming from?
As if the Fosters didn't bring up everything under the sun, we're going to bring up illegal immigration on ABC Family.
I do not know why this episode, this show isn't funny, because it's so, I don't want to say cliche, but they bring up so many issues and stereotypes, and it just, but it fits so well.
They do it in a way that it's not awkward. I'm telling you.
It's so well done. Did you see that coming?
No.
I didn't imagine it. I didn't dream about it. I didn't have nightmares about it. I didn't even think about it.
And then to find out that all three of them.
Oh, I know.
Are undocumented.
I said, okay, fine. The parents are undocumented. Lexi, too. Not Lexi. Don't let her do it.
Well, I think the key was when, the dad, he goes and he tells Steph that... the mom wanted to send her to Honduras, believe, because I guess that's where they're from, to protect her. And the compromise was her to go to boarding school.
In Texas. The second closest thing.
So, closer to the border. So, it would just amaze me that they bring up this topic of illegal immigration. And I'm sure that it's going to continue throughout the storyline.
Yeah.
Not only are they crazy religious, but they are undocumented crazy religious. So what kooky hijinks could they come up with next?
I know. Well, maybe they can marry Jesus to get passports or green cards.
Is that a thing?
Yes. You know that, guys? But not for 15-year-olds.
Okay.
That's fine. Right. Yeah, I was shocked. I was also curious why the entire time this was taking place at the Foster's house. And not the Riveras?
Well, I think that the Riveras were worried.
Yes.
So they thought that she would be at the Foster's house because of Jesus.
Right.
So they sort of surprised them in the beginning by coming over. And then obviously Steph, who is a cop, was like, let's do what we're supposed to do. And you go here and you go here.
Loved it.
Yeah. You know, she split everybody up. They went their separate ways, they searched, and they couldn't find her. And I thought that the best twist was that Lexi got in contact with Mariana again.
Oh, I know.
Which was just, like, the sweetest moment. Even though I don't know at first if they were okay. I think Lexi was more reaching out to her to be like, hey, like, can you help me out? I think she brought her over, like, food or I don't know. Yeah. What did she bring her over?
It was like Pringles. No, I don't remember what it was. They were like two long white things. Oh, cheese sticks. Great.
Oh,
I don't know what they were, but I thought it was so nice. Like, you're my lifelong friend. This is a great big excuse to get back together. And I love their moments together.
I mean, I think that it unfortunately took her to fake run away for... Right. Mariana and Lexi to get back together. But just to find out that she's undocumented too. So Jesus and Mariana tell her that she's undocumented. And then for her to use it as a threat against her parents, I was like, thank you, Lexi.
What did Jesus call her? Was it sassy?
Yeah,
no, it's fiery.
Oh, yeah. She's a fiery one.
She's a fiery one.
I was like,
one.
Damn straight she was.
That's how I describe you, Jillian.
Fiery?
Yes.
Oh, well, thank
she's
you so much.
She's so fiery.
Thank you.
I thought she was going to, I mean, they set it up to look like she was going to Anna's house, but I was like, oh my God, she's going to the crack house. Don't enter. Stop. Make it stop. I was so happy.
And then immediately when I saw the graffiti and the solo cups, I was like, oh my God, it's Wyatt's house. Duh.
I just thought that she was having like a wild night, Anna. I was like, come party with me and bring money.
Come party with me, my crack den.
That storyline kills me with Anna.
Yeah. So Ooh. Anna is back, and as, Bianca told us last week, do not trust Anna. And we find out this episode why we don't want to trust her, because she's asking Mariana for money again.
Quote, unquote, to go to rehab.
To go to rehab to get better because she's been sober for a whole week.
Only got a week? Congratulations. Okay, you got to start somewhere. Okay. But we're not buying it.
No.
Okay.
I'm not buying it at all.
I just... Oh, that storyline.
So, my question to you.
Okay,
sir,
lay it on me.
What would you do if somebody told you to steal something from your parents' house so they could pawn it off for money?
I mean, I would say up yours and fly the birdie at them. Mm-hmm. However, it's like you've caused so much drama and trauma, mm-hmm. and other words that rhyme with that, in your child's life, Mariana, mm-hmm. do not ask her for money to support your crack habit. Buy a new jacket first. No, I'm kidding. I mean, would you give her money?
I'd buy her a new jacket. no, I definitely would not take something from my parents' house. I think, I don't know how Mariana as a character is going to eventually deal with this, because in next week's episode, we do see that, you know, Anna is in it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I don't give people second chances usually. Like, it's one and done with me. Like,
oh, I give like two, then I'm done.
See, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice,
shame on you. Yeah. I'm happy that Mariana was not responding to her text messages.
I love that. She threw her phone down. She was like,
click off. Whatever. Throw. Yeah.
Diva.
I hope she doesn't even pick it up, though, behind the scenes.
I think she might. Although, it looks like Jesus is getting in contact with her.
Oh, I know.
So, I don't know if this is what he was waiting for. You know, he... Obviously, there's something that happened between them. Like, I don't know what his, why his feelings are so different. Maybe it's just the maternal thing with Mariana. Like, you know, she, obviously she's a woman, so she identifies with her mom, and Jesus wants nothing to do with it. But for some reason,
yeah, I'm very
he's
curious.
Coming back.
And yeah, I just think that you've two kids, you try to get both back if they're twins and living together. I wonder if it's to protect Mariana. You know, he's doing that. He likes to do that. He finds something else out and he says, stay at home. I got it.
So much drama. So little time, Jeff.
Oh, my God. I was, although I am happy. I thought that originally that she meaning Mariana, was replacing Lexi with Anna. Mm. And now that Lexi and her are back together, I'm hoping that she cuts Anna out.
I mean, I'm thinking with all of this undocumentedness, Lexi's going to be sticking around.
I know.
I think so.
That's a big issue to wrap up in a season with only two episodes left. I'm just saying.
No idea what they're going to do in these two episodes. Although, I wonder, I don't know, did you catch at the end of the episode, you know, Steph and Lena were fighting throughout the whole episode.
Yes.
And the Lexi thing sort of, like, stopped the fighting because they were both, like, you know, tag teaming together to, like, find this girl.
Of course.
But they got into a big fight. Because Steph gave Lexi the morning after pill, and Lena obviously is the principal, and she shouldn't have been doing that, so she can get into a lot of trouble. I don't think that that's over yet. I really,
really?
Don't. I don't know. Like,
I know that she wouldn't. I know that Lena would not blackmail Rivera's, but how could the Rivera's not have that in the back of their mind?
Well, you know, I think that they alluded to the fact that, well, they have something on us, but now we have something on them.
Yes.
So there's potential there. I don't know, Jeff.
I know that if they went to the school board, I feel like it would be an issue that would be, like, resolved one way or the other. But if it got nasty and they had to go, like, a court system or, like, a higher ups, like, they could then, like, look into the Rivera's, like, history.
I know. Do we ever find out what the Riveras do for a living?
No, but the dad looks like it's a very, like, legit job.
I know. He was in, like, a suit. He had a briefcase. He looked
right.
Like an authority figure.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen with his job now.
I don't know. It's weird that, like, more people now know about it. I'm sure that makes them nervous.
I'm sure. Did you see their faces at the end? They looked like they saw a ghost.
They did.
They did. The border.
The border. The ghost of the border.
The ghost of the
border.
It
was Zorro. Oh, man. I don't know. That was just, that's a big deal. And so current. Shame on you writers.
But you know what else is a big deal, Jeff? The fact that we have a brand new website. We do. We have a brand new website, guys. AfterBuzzTV.com.
We sure
and
do.
You want to know something else that you can do for the first time? Watch it on a tablet or an iPad. You can watch our show on your tablet or iPad, which is really cool. And if you go on AfterBuzzTV.com, we are playing in the center player right now, live. Hi. Here you can find host bios, show recaps, everything you need to know about AfterBuzz. And we're excited. So watch us on YouTube, leave comments, download our iTunes podcasts. And
absolutely.
We want to keep doing this for you. So watch it, share it, do what you gotta do.
Let's know how much you love us. Please. I got a haircut. What do you think? Okay.
But let's get back to the drama.
Oh, right, the drama.
Not really drama, though. Actually, something that happened so cute in the episode. So Jude.
Oh.
Our little Judy Judy.
Hey, Jude.
How many of you guys are wearing blue for Jude? I sort of have blue.
Oh, you better do
it. Nail polish on. You know, you got to support him, guys. Anyway, Jude has his first friend over to the house.
That was so sweet. Oh, he was so apprehensive, too. Another foster care issue. Like, can I have friends over? I don't know. And then also, where is your stuff? Like a normal kid question.
Heart broken.
Well, I have a backpack. And then I was, the moment where you, like, made up a story and you're like, aw. And then, I mean, these are smart characters. Thank you, writers, writing smart characters. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jude, you don't have to lie to me.
Oh, seriously, Connor?
God.
Connor is such a minor character. I'm hoping that he becomes sort of something, evolves into something, but he is just one of my favorite characters for the sheer fact that he is an adorable guy who has really taken a liking to this Jude character and sort of taken him under his wing in the sense that he just wants him to be honest and he wants him to be happy, and he gives him his, like, PS3 or whatever at the end of the episode, that, like, video game that he was playing.
Yeah.
Just, like, when were kids ever that nice? Like,
I don't know.
I never had a friend like that. and they've just met.
And I love, though, that he was asking him, like, why don't you ever talk bad about anybody? Like, why are you so nice? And it's just like, wow, he, like, notices the good qualities about him and likes and respects him because of it. Mm-hmm. What else could you ask for in life? I'm crying. Jude and Connor, that friendship. I love, too, that, did you see that Jude came down the stairs to, like, open the door with his, like, hair gelled and combed over? And I was like, you better dress up, Jude.
And what was it Lena? She's like, oh, hey, Jude. Oh, no, the Beatles. Old people like the Beatles.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Lord.
Do young people listen to the Beatles?
I listen to the Beatles. 24? Is that young?
Oh, you're a baby. What I would give to be 24. Oh, God.
Yeah, guys.
I haven't been 24 in a decade. I'm 35. I moisturize.
Liar.
36, you caught me. Yeah, I love the Jude storyline.
Yeah. So, one thing that we didn't hit on with the Mariana Lexi Jesus is that Mariana finally gives her approval.
Beautifully and subtly.
And she even asks about Lexi's first time.
Oh, I know. That was shocking. I thought that was, wow. And I loved it. She was like, don't talk about him. Just tell me about it. It's such a girlfriend moment, too, to have. I know as a young girl, I had that with my friends always.
I was, okay. So if I was like, Jeff, I had sex with your brother. Reaction. It was amazing. Let's go into detail.
Rewind. Gentle. Let's stop. Gentle. I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it at all.
No. But I thought, I mean, I don't want to keep talking about, like, storylines and writing, but the writing of the scene between her and Jesus, and we're just, like, sitting down with brother and sister on the bed, and she just, like, didn't say, by the way, I accept your decisions. Feel free to go forward with your current choices. She just, like, asked about it and said, like, it's cool.
Yeah. Well, she was going to have to be okay with it sooner or later.
Yeah.
I mean, is she really going to ruin a friendship that, you know, she's been friends with this girl for a very long time. So is she really going to ruin that?
No.
Just
thankfully.
Because her and her brother are shacking up.
Oh. I felt so bad for Mariana, though, because in the opening scene, she's fighting with Jesus, and then Steph comes in and gives her such a hard time about it. Mm-hmm. And I just want somebody to, like, recognize the hurt that Mariana feels mm-hmm. and realize that she's not doing this because she's, like, vindictive or a mean person. She's doing it because her feelings aren't hurt, and she doesn't know how to deal with the loss of her best friend and brother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I also appreciated the fact that she was finally called out because she is, like, an extreme likable person. Like, yeah. We've talked about this before. She's just a likable character. And to finally, for Steph to be like, this was your fault.
Yeah.
So suck it up, soldier, and get on with it. Like, you did this.
I know. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And, yes.
I don't know. I think that there is going to be a lot of things jam-packed in these last two episodes.
Absolutely. Also, we haven't seen Danny in a while. Danny Nucci.
Oh, alcoholic dad.
And the one who is now paying for piano lessons.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if the piano lessons are going to come back.
Oh, I hope so.
I don't know. This really wasn't a Brandon-centric episode.
No. It was a issue.
But, okay, but as Bianca said last week, which I'm still waiting for, she said to all the Brandon Cali fans, don't give up. So I'm wondering if things are going to heat up.
I'm giving up. I have to.
You know, I don't know. I think something's going to have to come to a head. We know in the last episode, maybe, of this A season or whatever we're going to call it, the actors tweeted out pictures of themselves at a wedding.
My word.
So I think maybe something's going to go down at the wedding. I don't know.
Before you say another word, mm-hmm. let's segue into some news and gossip music. One, two, three.
AfterBuzz TV News.
A wedding. We saw those pictures. We're excited. Who's it going to be? Lexi and Jesus? Lexis? We'll get married in a Lexus?
So the photos that I did see, Bianca posted. Jesus and Lexi are not getting married. Lexi was in a blue dress and she would never not wear white. or maybe she wouldn't wear white since we know.
No, they're 15.
Yeah.
That'd be
so,
a scandal.
No. So definitely no no teen wedding happening. I'm thinking it's going to be, I don't know, Steph and Lena. A few of the other actors released some photos of them dressed up. They look like they're having a blast. It looks like maybe in an outdoor space. So
we'll
see.
In and out. And I was like, oh, In and Out catered. No. Great.
But In and Out catering would be delicious, would it not?
Oh, that's so funny.
So what else is coming out this weekend?
Well, this weekend coming out, I love that repeating. Callie is in a Disney Channel movie called Teen Beach Movie. It looks so cute.
It is going to be huge. She's starring in it with Ross Lynch from Austin and Ally.
Oh my God, I love him.
Bananas. He is like uber famous in the Disney world. Adorable blondie.
I know. Him and Maya Mitchell. She's blowing up this year. And you can see them perform with the rest of the cast on The View on Wednesday. This Wednesday, the 19th.
Oh my gosh. And if you want to check the movie, the
this
movie
Wednesday, the
is...
Wednesday, the 17th. Excuse me. I lied.
Jeff Masters. Get it right for our viewers, sir.
Darn it.
And the movie is premiering on July 19th at 8 p.m. on the Disney Channel. I know I'm going to be watching because I grew up in the High School Musical era.
Absolutely.
And apparently this is supposed to be the new High School Musical. So if this is going to turn Maya Mitchell into Zac Efron status, I'm saying this is good for her because I don't really want her to be Vanessa Hudgens.
No, definitely not. I'm watching. They've made that promise before, though. Lemonheads.
I don't know, but this is like, you know, retro themed, a beach party, singing, dancing, sassy fun, and I'm excited.
I know,
so
I can't
I'll be
wait.
Staying in on Saturday night and watching Teen Beach Movie.
All right, talk to me about your predictions for next week. What did we see in the previews? I forget.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay.
Oh, I remember. Steph gets her gun. Oh. We need a police officer. Oh, I know one.
Homegirl is packing heat, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
So, yeah, Steph grabs her gun because Jesus decides to go to meet up with Anna in what seems to be a crack house. Yeah, we need to decide that for next episode. House or den?
I prefer house.
Okay, crack house.
Is that cool
with you? Yeah, that's fine.
Yes. Okay, let's try again.
Okay. Crack house. Thank you.
Great.
Yeah, so I think Jesus gets into some trouble.
And then we saw Mariana crying. I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to say it. The next episode
Steph's
after
gonna
that...
Steph's going to shoot Jesus by accident?
Yes. No, somebody's got to die. It's leading up to this.
Guys, there hasn't been a death yet.
That's the only thing that hasn't happened. I'm waiting. I'm so ready. I'm not ready. I'm kidding. Someone's going to die. Will it be a twin? I think it's got to be like a kid.
Will it be Liam? Fingers crossed.
Oh, right. 35-year-old Liam. 21.
Liam.
He's a monster. He's so massive.
I think that something big is going to happen with Liam in the next episode because I have to tell you, the girl that he is...
Sarah,
okay, the girl that's living with his family.
Who looks so young.
Super young, like 13, 12, with the pigtails. She was so freaked out that Callie approached her.
Oh, I know.
So I'm thinking that something is going to go down. And we saw Liam manhandle Callie once.
Yes.
So In public. So I have a feeling that it's going to happen again to an extreme. And Mr. Brandon... is going to come to the rescue.
Oh my God, I hope so. Yeah, Sarah clearly has like some kind of Stockholm syndrome. She's in love with Liam. She thinks it's true love. Mm-hmm. I think it's rape. And I think it's illegal because he's older than her.
It is legal.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when that happened with Sarah, the Callie confrontation, where then Sarah left, I was like, oh, my God, what will Liam do?
It's about to go down.
He knows where they live.
Yes, he does.
I'm predicting a fire. He's going to arson that
house.
He's
an arsonist and a rapist? What else, people, with this show?
Hopefully in jail very shortly.
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I cannot wait for next episode. You can find me on Twitter. We're going to continue the conversation. I tweet from JeffMasters1. What about you, Jillian?
You can find me at Jillian Leff or on my website, JillianLeff.com.
Oh, my God.
Comment on our videos. Tweet us. We will answer you. We want fan questions for the next episode, so be sure to get in contact with us.
Thanks, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.